You're listening to Mandate on a Monday morning. Well, I don't have to tell you that we've got a couple of by-elections up and coming in South Douglas and North Douglas. And we on this programme will be talking individually to the candidates involved. Today, it's a candidate for South Douglas, Bill Mullarkey, candidate for South Douglas seat, a seat he held from September 2006 but lost in 2011. Since then, he's served on Douglas Town Council. Thank you very much for joining us, Mr. Mullarkey.
Good morning, John.
I've had to rush you upstairs. Obviously,
good morning, listeners.
Nature of morning politics and morning programmes. South Douglas went elsewhere for its political representation last time. You took that very much on the chin. You kept in politics. But why should the electorate in South Douglas welcome you back?
Because I have the experience. It's as simple as that, to be perfectly honest. As you've mentioned, I got 5 years as an MHK, 3 years as a councillor. There's only 16 months of this term of government left. I believe from day one I can hit the ground running. I know how the system works. I've got my finger on the pulse of what's going on nationally and also in locally in Douglas.
You say you fully understand the financial challenges the government's had to cope with since 2009. So has the government provided the right answer, in your view?
I believe more than any of the other candidates, just how much pressure the government's been on. Because remember, in 2009, when the VAT bubble burst, I was in charge of social services at the time. And within a month, we were given budgets like, you have to save £20 million, get on with it.
So were the right answers provided?
I think they've gone down the right road. It's great to see that the revenue budget is starting to get rebalanced again. But the trouble is they've been totally focused on trying to rebalance the budget, that they haven't really concentrated on bringing in new business to the island. And I think that's where we really do need to focus now.
Well, an interesting part of your manifesto is on the steam packet. You want the island to take control of it, to nationalise it. It's a bit expensive, isn't it?
Not at all. Remember, I have experience of two select committees. I know the ins and outs of the steam packet, the accounts, and the whole setup of the steam packet. Now, the value of the steam packet company is the user agreement. Now, all I will say, because we're only stuck for time here, to my constituents, read my manifesto. I explain quite clearly in the manifesto how this can be done.
Through government investments and reserves?
It will be through government investments and reserves, but it will be at the right price. If the user agreement is not replaced, the value of the company goes down yearly.
But the argument has always been the government's not in the job to run a ferry company.
I'm not asking government to run the ferry. I also say in my manifesto that the steam packet has been with us for 185 years. I want to see it here for a long, long time to go. There's over 300 jobs to be secured for staff and crew. And we have an opportunity here for the company to continue as it is, but in the control of the Manx people. The profit at the moment and the interest and everything else at the moment is going off island. This should be brought on Ireland and more control given to the Manx people.
Most of your manifesto is concerned with island-wide issues. What can the people of South Douglas expect from you?
Well, I live in South Douglas for a start. I know, you know, all the problems that we have in South Douglas. I'll tell you straight on the doorstep, the biggest issue is coming to me is the state of our roads and our estates. The total lack of white lines, yellow lines. They're becoming safety issues. So, I
But where's the money coming from to deal with those things?
Again, government's been very good at thinning down in places, but there's a long, long way to go yet.
Its cloth, you say?
We need to trim the cloth even more now. Let's not sit back because the revenue budget's been brought into line. I do get fed up at times of people criticising of all the cuts and everything else that's going on. We must realise we've lost £200 million. And income, and we've managed to come down the road we have without going into recession. That's a major, major plus.
But where can further cuts come from? I mean, it's easy to say trim the cloth, but where do those cuts come from?
I'm still into bigger management cuts within health.
For instance?
Within health, I think we spend far too much money off island. I think with more efficiency, we could save that money and put it back into health again.
The present pension system at a breaking point, you say, which we all realise. So how do we solve that one?
Well, John, I'm going to put my hands up now. I'm no expert on pensions. Being honest, all my life, I've never trusted anybody else with my money. I've always done my own investments. So we all know we're all living longer. We all know there's a greater demand on our pensions. We know we're going to have to work longer in the future. But the trouble is, at the moment, we seem to be shelving these decisions. We seem to be leaving it for the next government. We need to act now. We need to start cutting these schemes off now and coming up with some real answers for the future.
So just in a word, you say experience is the reason why South Douglas should bring you back in.
Absolutely. From day one, I know how the system works. I know how Tynwald Quays work. I know how council works. I know the problems out there. yes, I've got experience and I can work from the start.
Mr. Malarkey, thank you very much. The other candidates, Keith Fittenkerr, Butch Holtz and Amy Byrne, standing for the South Douglas constituency.